There are good personal trainers, and I guess there are the other personal trainers. What makes a great personal trainer great?
I think what makes a great personal trainer, number one, is paying attention in listening to your client. So now what I mean by paying attention, I have seen so many personal trainers and they have so many degrees and they claim to be like so knowledgeable. However, I observe when they train in someone and they get distracted in other muscles, you can clearly see how they're compensating. So it's a little bit of movement in other areas of the body. So they're not observing that actually the mobility, that's what I call, is adequate. Then that singular joint or multiple joint only, they're moving. So they're really focusing and they actually perceiving where that exercise is supposed to be working. So many people, they do abdominals to work out their lower abdominals or their shoulders, and they actually don't feel the muscle group when they're working out. And this is a lack of good explanation and from the trainer to pay attention what is it then the person should be doing. They're not communicating properly. The other thing, and it's a mistake, I think, is most people, when they come to a personal trainer, they're not quite educated about what is it then they're looking for and how the body works. They just want to look great. So they tell you, okay, I want to lose my love handles. So I want lots of abdominal exercises. So the problem with this is that the personal trainer, first of all, discourages the person by telling him it's not such a thing of a spot reduction. You and I know that, yeah, it's not such a thing of spot reduction. However, the person that comes to see you is a quite educated man, then probably successful. That's why he's paying a personal trainer to teach him.
So for someone who doesn't know what spot reduction is, what does that mean?